Penguin Audio presents Short Straw by Stuart Woods, read by Michael Kramer. 1. Ed Eagle didn't want to get out of bed. Usually he woke at the stroke of 7, put his feet on the floor, and was up and running. But not this morning. He drifted for a moment, then snapped back. He raised his head and looked at the large digital clock that rested on top of the huge flat-screen TV on his bedroom wall. 10:03 a.m. Impossible. Clock broken. He sat up and checked his wristwatch on the bedside table. 10:03. What the hell was going on? He had 100 people coming to lunch at the grand opening of his new offices at noon, and there was much to do. Why hadn't Barbara woken him? He stood up.
"Barbara!"
he yelled. Silence. He looked at the other side of the bed. Still made up. He staggered into the bathroom and splashed water on his face, then walked across the hall to his wife's bathroom. Not there. On the marble shelf under the mirror was a small plastic bottle from the pharmacy, lid off. He picked it up and read the label. Ambien. Sleeping pill. He never took them. He looked inside. Empty. He replayed the evening before. Steaks for the two of them, grilled on the big Viking range, Caesar salad, bourbon before, bottle of red with. Half a bottle of red wine would not cause him to oversleep. Not unless it contained an Ambien or two. He had an uncomfortable feeling in his gut. He walked downstairs in his bare feet and checked every room. Then he went to the garage. Barbara's Range Rover was gone. Could she have gone to the office without him to get ready for the gathering, letting him sleep late? She must have.